Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name's Blue. Alongside of me are the world-famous Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman.
Yeah.
And alongside of them is the world-famous Joe Grande. Joe,
you know what, Blue? We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
That's a damn good truth right there.
So for those who don't know, you better recognize the game of Mr. Christopher Wright.
Thank you.
He's been laying it down for years and doing his thing. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world.
Yes.
Call us up anytime and say, what up, folks?
What up?
800-420-1980. That's the number to give us a call. Check out our Instagram page for daily news at Cannabis Talk 101. And, of course, go to the website, CannabisTalk101.com, for all the latest cannabis news and information. As Black Blue said, we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And, of course, follow our brothers at pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig's at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening to us. We may sound a little muzzled. Because of the pandemic, we are all the way live at MJ BizCon, and we are masked up. But it's okay. You know, we have to deal with things, and it happens.
We'll get through.
That being said, somebody who's not going to shut up anymore, who's doing her thing, Zoe Lee, the managing partner of the company Lee & Partners Cannabis Law Office, Ghost Island. You can better find her on Facebook. Better Call Zoe.
Yes.
Is what she's done and known for. But, Mark, she is out of
Taiwan. Taiwan.
Hello. I mean, first of all, Zoe, how do you find us? How do we find you? I've been hearing about you. Mark's been chirping about you for a while, which is,
chirping.
And Zoe, which is a great thing because, in my opinion, Mark finds great talent and great people.
Thank you.
And all bullshit aside, right? So, like, I don't even know you yet. I introduced myself to you a minute ago, and I told you I've heard a few things about you. Mark doesn't push people towards us unless he really likes them or there's something about them that really stands out. That being said, I've heard a few things, and I think about what cannabis is like in Taiwan, and I'm like, I really don't know. Is it legal? Is it illegal? What is going on out there in Taiwan?
It's extremely illegal.
That's
in
what
Taiwan.
I thought it was, yeah. But I didn't want to say that going, it's illegal there. So it's fully illegal there. Do you smoke cannabis in Taiwan?
On the record, no.
Allegedly? No. Okay,
on
there
the
we
record,
go. Good, smart.
No.
She must be a lawyer then, right?
I am.
But she smokes in Las Vegas.
Yeah, smoking Las Vegas, Europe, everywhere. Not in Taiwan. Just not in Taiwan. Taiwan government's jurisdiction.
How much does 1 pound of cannabis sell for in Taiwan?
Let's say 1 gram of cannabis in black market is around $50.
1 gram?
$50
a gram.
So it's like an eighth prices. Good eighth prices.
Yeah.
And Lee Partners Cannabis Law Office, go silent. You have a cannabis office in Taiwan? Explain that.
I have a cannabis law office. Like, My firm, my law firm, is me and with my three other fellow lawyers. We only do cannabis cases, cannabis related cases, including like Mark, doing
my
criminal.
Brother's at law.
Mark, like, basically, he's the person that inspired me to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long story.
Tell us that story. Yeah, tell us it.
Okay, it's around like 2019 when I just finished my boring government job. I want to have my own firm. And I saw like a video, basically it's Mark and Craig saying like, you shut the fuck up, we don't discuss my day. And someone put a Chinese subtitle on that. And that video went viral in Taiwan.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's how it, and I started like stalk Mark on social media.
The stalker.
It was quite all right because you have somebody here who, what did they tell you when you were telling people you're going to open up a cannabis law firm in Taiwan? What were you told?
Oh, yeah. They told me like, oh, Zoe, no, you're crazy. They'll stop doing that. Let's do some divorce cases. Let me pass you some like, yep, some boring like, yeah, lease agreement bullshit or like divorce.
Yeah.
I don't know. People love divorce in Taiwan.
Uh-oh. And what made you?
No, they love it here in America too. Don't get it twisted.
I've been divorced. I've been through that shit. Pitt's about to be. Yeah,
but you decided you didn't care?
Well, in the beginning, I was like really doubt on that. Yes, I was scared when I was, because I worked for a law firm like for years. And it's always difficult to like start your own firm. And in it, like 2 years ago, yes. I went to MJ BizCon. I saw a lot of law firm only do cannabis law. Then I know I was right. And I saw, plus, like Mark, I know I am right. I was right. Yep.
How long have you been practicing law again?
Since 2013. So that's,
2014.
Years? Yes.
11 years? 8 years?
7 years.
And then now Mark tricked you into being a cannabis attorney? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep.
I mean, this is almost incredible. Yep. Zoe Lee, it's real inspiring to see what you're doing out there. What are the consequences that they're facing in Taiwan for being caught with cannabis, this wonderful plant that's so beautiful and helpful for people?
Well, if you get caught less than 20 grams, or we use grams instead of ounce, you'll be fine.
Like, okay, less than 20?
20 grams.
About 22?
Oh, well, 22, you will get fine.
Okay.
With criminal record, as long as you're not, like, giving it to anyone, dealing it, shipping it from abroad, you are fine. We'll grow it. You're fine. If you just smoke it, they send you to rehab. That's the worst case scenario.
For smoking cannabis?
Sorry?
For smoking cannabis, they're going to rehab there. You know what? They should do that here, too, though.
Let's just face it, they still do. They do that.
Now, that being said, so where does the heavy crime comes in? I got 5 pounds. Blue just shipped me 10 pounds of cannabis to Taiwan.
Shit.
I get busted.
Okay, 10 years in the jail.
10 years, baby.
Is 10 years for 2 pounds as well, or just...
Even for one gram.
For 1 gram?
For shipping.
Even, yeah,
shipping.
Because trafficking is the same.
That's why I was asking, shipping.
Yeah.
Shipping.
Now, they catch me with 10 pounds.
Right.
I had it on my possession. It wasn't shipped.
You probably get fined.
Oh, wow. That's not that bad then. I thought like Taiwan was real hardcore.
We do have death penalty, still exist, but not for weed kind of crime. Not for a cannabis kind of crime. I'm sorry, I keep using weed.
Very good. She's learned.
She's learned from you, I see. Look at you, Zoe.
You know.
And am I mistaken to hear you finally took your first dab? Or is that off limits?
Yeah,
what happened
that's
there?
Yesterday.
Okay,
can you
on.
Talk about the story, or am I not supposed to bring that up? Because I a little birdie told me. That's what I mean, Zoe. You're being talked about on phone calls with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you've been coming up to me, and I didn't know this was the infamous Zoe.
Okay, so I'm having nice little gatherings. And
thanks for the invite, by the way.
You know,
yeah, thank you.
You're all invited.
Where?
You actually
Pitt,
got
you
the
get an invite?
Not even
Blue,
a phone
did you get an
call.
Invite?
No, not even
Jennifer,
a phone call.
Cal, anybody?
You know, who you have to blame? Franchino, because he is all the information. He was supposed to come with you guys, call us up, from him. But what happened, when Zoe came, I asked her, we have a nice dab station, and I said, would you like to take a dab? And she said yes. And so a little dab. She took one.
How was that?
That's nice.
She said, that's nice.
But then there was another nice young lady there who wanted to take a dab, and they wanted to dab together and have a dab. And they did that. Probably the dab she shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm.
You did a big one.
And then she was sitting on the chair, and I noticed the nodding off, like. And I said, "Hey Zoe, why don't you go to the couch?"
She spilled
her
water
here
on the floor.
Nah, lay on the couch, and then why don't you explain what happened to you after
that? Yeah, I got extremely stoned. I feel like I'm part of the couch.
Yeah,
I was part of the couch. And end up, I like just puke like
you
like,
puked
like Old Faithful in Yellowstone
nice.
National Park. Well, I'm a sort of Yellowstoner, so that makes sense.
Let me ask you: did you enjoy the high?
Yeah,
you did.
Totally, without doubt, well, it's like
really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Let me tell you: when she was on the couch in the fetal position, I said, "Zoe, I know I've been there, right? And don't worry, it will go away, and tomorrow will be." Talking about it, and you'll be just fine, and I'm right.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. Like, I was extremely sober. I feel like good. I woke up around like 7 or 6:55 or something like that in the morning.
Perfect.
It's like, it's not like hangover. It was like, yeah, good. Let's do job.
And that's a dab. So you'll have support. Now, one other interesting thing that I think happened to Zoe, you were in an Uber.
Yeah, it was like a Monday when I'm on the Uber here in Vegas, and like the Uber driver just like chit-chat with me. It's like, oh, so what are you doing in Taiwan, this and that? I was like, I am in law industry. I was, oh, yeah, what kind of law, what kind of like field you're doing? I was like, yeah, I'm a criminal defender. I focus on drugs and like other things. Like, oh, I know, it's like a shut the fuck up dude, right? I was like, wow. Well, Mark is really famous.
You know what? The Pop Brothers at Law are seriously famous. I love that we work with them. They're amazing. You're amazing, Zoe.
Yes.
You're out there in Taiwan fighting the good fight, and I'd like to give out your phone number as we're heard worldwide. And if you're listening to this and you're in Taiwan, her work number is 02-2738-9075. For those who are around the world and don't understand that number, I don't either. But if you're in Taiwan, 02-2738-9075. Better call Zoe, or feel free to email her, Zoe, Z-O-E, at bettercallzoe.com. I love the title. I love the name. I love that you're fighting the good fight. Zoe, what I want to ask is the fact that it's been so looked at as, you know, a bad thing in America for the many years, the taboo of cannabis. And now, of course, it's legal in 47 of the 50 states here. What was it look like, or what is it look like? I know from your perspective, you're a fan of cannabis, you're an advocate, but what is the taboo like out there? Like, here in America, we used to have the, this is your brain on drugs, and it was focused on cannabis. And it would show an egg frying in the pan as we grew up as kids. And I know Mark and Blue, we all remember that.
Sure.
I want to know, in Taiwan, did they have any propaganda like that?
Oh, yeah,
to
totally.
Make cannabis look like that? And what is some of that stuff in Taiwan that we don't know about?
Oh, well, totally. We have similar, like, anti-drug education in Taiwan. Basically, all the kids in school have to watch those, like, propaganda videos showing, like, if you do weed today and you end up with using heroin and you, like, some robbing people, or like, you need money to buy drug, this kind of shit. I'm sorry.
Please don't be so okay. Fine. No,
let loose.
Yeah. And like that kind of propaganda. And they cannot tell the difference between, they just mix them up, like weed, methamphetamine, meth, cocaine, all kind of drug. They feel like, is the same.
Do you have any?
Right.
No.
No. Not at the moment.
Not a banker. Not in the commercial law.
I'm totally
anymore.
Kidding. But if you do, I'm down.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's been a long night already.
Just saying.
We're
leave Zoe alone.
I'm just saying, I'm down.
What's 23 years of sobriety for me? I'm ready to have a good time tonight.
I'm down.
Yeah. Zoe, are you coming to our party tonight?
Yeah. If I'm invited.
You're invited anywhere with us, Zoe. You're fighting the good fight.
Thank
we
you.
Found you through Mark Wasserman. You are now a part of our Taiwanese Cannabis Talk 101 family, and I would love for you to check in with us from time to time from Taiwan to give us updates.
For sure.
On what's going on with the industry out there. And even, I would love to hear about some of the cases that you're dealing with, just so that the world can understand what's going on in cannabis abroad. Because yes, you're fighting the good fight. Yes. And I, with my ignorance, didn't know, maybe all of us didn't know. Like, I thought maybe smoking cannabis, because I do know Taiwan has a good death penalty. I didn't know if it was lose your pinky finger, lose your smoking finger, you know what I mean, what it was. But to just hear it's a simple fine, that makes me kind of happy about Taiwan.
But you still, like, will go, like, got arrested, you'll drag it into, like, police station, like, you know, like a case.
Well, it happens here, too, in America. Yes. I mean, same thing. I just thought it'd be a little different, a little harsher, so I'm happy.
Conversations I've had with Zoe, the cops are just, it's the same. It's the same thing that we deal with here, they deal with there.
Well, there it is, guys. Zoe, thank you for joining us on the on the show here at MJ BizCon. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and we'll be right back after this break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Laws. We're all the way live here in beautiful Las Vegas. Zoe was great. Thank you so much for coming on. As once again, Mark, yes, another find of yours. And we continue with your finds.
Hey.
As we have a princess from Malaysia, Jemidah, correct?
Jemidah.
Thank you, Chris Franchino. Jemidah. I wrote it down, Jemidah. So Jemidah. And Jemidah, I love on your Instagram, she, her entrepreneur, founder at J.I. Waspace.
Jiwa Space.
Okay, well,
Jiwa Space. You're on a roll, Joe.
Well, I'd rather spell it and then pronounce it. So, and what's the other thing? You're also the founder of, before I mess that one up as well,
Halal Hemp.
Yalla, I love it.
Halal.
Halal.
So halal means permissible.
Okay.
Yes.
And a cannabis advocate. And first off, a Malaysian princess. How is this? What is this? I'm so not understanding this. Explain the princess. How does one become a princess? Was your dad the prince? What I mean, the king? I have no clue.
Okay, so in Malaysia, we have a rotating monarchy.
Out of the 13 states in Malaysia, 9 of them have royal families. And so the head of state is called the Sultan, which is the king of the state. And every 5 years, the royal council selects an Agong, which is the king of Malaysia. So the current king of Malaysia comes from my state, the state of Pahang, and he's my cousin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you got a little pull out there.
Maybe.
So if we go to Malaysia, we'll be taken care of. We might be able to get a ride from the airport. At least.
Of course, but I can't guarantee that you can smoke weed out there right now.
Well, and that being said, let's jump right into that. What are the rules and regulations in Malaysia? As we are heard worldwide, and not only that, I'm sure we have listeners in Malaysia as well, and I'm sure a lot of people smoke cannabis there, but what are the regulations there?
So at the moment, we have the Dangerous Drug Act, which was created in 1952 before our independence in 1957. And according to the DDA, cannabis is obviously classified as a drug. And if you are in possession of over 200 grams of cannabis in Malaysia, you could potentially face execution. It's capital punishment.
What?
Yeah, and all that's what's happening. That's how I found the princess here was the story of Dr. Ganja, Dr. G. And I'll let you. Why don't you go ahead and that's like a big cause. Yeah,
how did you and Mark, like, because Mark, we've been trying to get you on for a while. I know that. I know we had to cancel, I think, one because the studio was down or whatever it was. But we finally catch up here in Vegas. But, yeah, how did you guys find each other?
So we were introduced by a mutual friend, and we have been talking virtually. And yes, it just so happened that, you know, I was supposed to go on this show, I think it was a couple months ago, but something happened. And then Mark texts me, and he's like, are you going to be at MJ BizCon? And I'm like, well, I'll go out for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So literally you came out here just for this
interview.
To see me, Joe.
Oh, my
me, okay? Let's get it right.
Must be nice being a princess. Look at her. Oh, my little I just flew out here on our private little family jet over there in Malaysia. So are you being the advocate out there and being part of the royalty, does that come with a lot of heat on your back? Like, how does that get looked at?
So the thing is, I actually moved to the U.S. My mother is American, so I have family here.
Okay.
Yeah, I moved several years ago. And when I was over here, I started discovering all kinds of products. Yes, I've experimented with it since I was young. But at
in
the
Malaysia?
Same time, I can't.
Okay, can't confirm or deny
no,
that?
No comment.
Joe!
I didn't say what you said not to say. There's something you said not to say. I didn't say that. I just said experience. It could be with oils. It could be with lotions. I don't know.
Yeah. So I mean, when I was here, I obviously checked out the dispensaries and I became a little bit of a connoisseur. You know, I'm very curious by nature. I've been in brand development for over 15 years now. And so I was just really excited seeing the industry move, progress, but also by the classification of medical cannabis. Because back home, there's no such thing. It's so stigmatized that, you know, consuming cannabis, you're automatically categorized as like a drug addict. And so discovering all these products here, I was like, okay, and using it on myself and on my family members, I was like, this needs to be shared, you know? In Malaysia, we're putting people in prison for consuming even if they self-medicate. For example, you know, the Dr. G story that, you know, we were talking about earlier. So Dr. Ganja he's a cannabis prisoner. He's been in prison for 4 years in Malaysia. And so he was caught growing hemp plants, and he was...
Hemp plants. Exactly. That makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
Very low THC.
Very low THC content. And so there's 36 charges. And so he remains in prison. And he has, you know, he has a spinal cord tumor. He's a diabetic. He has kidney issues. And poor Dr. G, you know, as we're looking at our neighbors like Thailand that have legalized, but still we're so backwards in Malaysia with these archaic laws. And so I've been advocating for Dr. G because he was medicating himself, but also other children and other people in Malaysia by this medicine.
So some of those charges include like kids, giving it to kids or anything like that?
Endangerment, bottom line, right? Like they look at it, and I say that with my fingers up, going endangerment, right, when they're really helping them with
right
medicine.
Exactly. Right. I mean, how it can help epileptic children, it's the cure, you know? It's a miracle plant. It helps reduce seizures. We've seen it. The proof is out there. There's so much, you know, there's so many people that have been able to live their lives and improve their lives and prolong their lives from cannabis. So it's just, you know, it's something that we need to educate. And that's why I'm here, to educate. And that's why I created my initiative called Halal Hemp.
What does exactly that mean?
So in Islam, as Malaysia is a Muslim country, majority of our citizens are Muslim. And so we talk about the permissibility factor. So for example, like, you have the kosher classification, right? So in Malaysia, you have products that are classified as halal. So it goes through an auditing process, which means that it's not like pork derived,
right,
or it doesn't have
like
alcohol meat, content, right? So when you go to restaurants, some of the restaurants are, you know, halal certified. So what I did was, and I had a panel just several weeks ago, I brought together thought leaders, people that could speak on the medical cannabis perspective, from culture, from policy, and also from the economic or investing side of it. And then I brought the Mufti, who is like a Islamic leader, to discuss the fatwa, which is a declaration that was made in 2018, because he authored it, he did the research for several years, and he classified CBD and medical cannabis as halal. And so this is something.
That's big.
That lets
the Muslim folks be able to know they can take this. It's so funny. I have several Muslim brothers of mine. My boy Abdu's from Morocco. And that's why when you said that, I'm like, where did I know that term, right? And I couldn't place it. And that's why when I repeated to you when I said Yella, that's why I said Yella, because my Muslim buddies, that's all they, Yella, that's how they say what's up to each other, right?
Yes,
so
yes. Like, from the Middle East,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Well, he's from Morocco, actually. He's from Morocco, right. Africa. So, yeah. But, and that being said, my ex-wife, her father is Muslim as well. Did the mosque in South Orange County, and I've been to the mosque in South Orange County. So I really find myself loving the culture as well. Just, you know, the Muslim culture is beautiful, right? I go there. I prayed with them on Fridays during their church time, quote unquote, mosque time. Their big days on Fridays, which is dope. Yes. But I didn't realize that happened, because that is. Made me just go, wow. Now, because let's just face it, every religion, whatever, they have their, you know, rules and regulations. Like you just said, for the Jews, they use the term, though,
kosher,
yeah. Which is kosher, so true, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And for the Muslim nation, it's such a big deal of not, they can't eat those products or drink. Like when we go to dinner, I've been out to eat with them. He can't eat certain things.
Pour.
Yeah, he don't get down like that. A lot of my other Muslim buddies.
You can't drink alcohol.
Yeah, well, you know, he might die. Well, he's one of them.
We won't tell.
Exactly. Yeah.
We won't reveal who that is.
Yeah, exactly. My buddy,
not alcohol.
He comes over again. Hey, yo, you got to join. I'm like, oh, dog, they didn't make that clear yet, homeboy. But my point is, that's a big step in a global direction, because there's, if people are blind to the fact, the Muslim nations out there are huge.
Exactly. A quarter of the world's population, almost a quarter of the world's population are Muslim. And so, and this is why, one of the reasons why I feel this initiative is important, is we bring this information to the population and we educate them and we teach them and we make them understand that there's nothing wrong if you're going to consume cannabis to treat yourself if there's no alternative available. So if it's prescribed by a medical professional, so there are obviously, I guess you'd have it, you, one, you, it has to be, it depends, like different products. For example, the CBD can't touch, it can't contain a certain amount of alcohol. But then here's the other thing. So a lot of the times when we go to the hospital and we're prescribed medication, or for example, when we go to surgery, there is, you know, these products make us high, right? And so, but if it's going to help us, if we're going to recover, and if it's going to help us survive, then how is it wrong?
Yeah, why
it's
wouldn't
not.
That be? Alhamdulillah, right? You're
it's
like, let's
not.
Praise God. Let's make it happen for all of them.
It's
because
not.
It's such a great thing. And that all being said, you moved to the States a few years back. Are you in California or where are you?
I'm at? In L.A.
Oh, great, great. You're in L.A.
Yeah.
And was it first in L.A. that you realized the medical benefits of it, or were you younger just experimenting and not? Because right now you're so advocate of the medical side of it, right? When did that come to you?
So when I was living in Vegas, I lived in Vegas before I moved to LA because I have family out here.
Okay.
And so I would just go to the dispensaries and I was like, okay, I want to try the different types of products. And I have lower back pain and sciatica. and so for me, I wanted to relieve myself of that pain because it was every night. I wasn't able to sleep because of that pain. And, you know, I wasn't able to sleep, I wouldn't have deep sleep throughout the night. And so I took CBD oil and that's through the tincture method. And I realized after about a week or so of consuming that the pain was gone and I was able to have a restful and restorative sleep. And so I also used it for my 13-year-old, my 14-year-old, and for anxiety as well. And I gave it to my mother for insomnia. I gave it to my grandmother.
Was it hesitant, though, as you go to the old schools like that? You know what I mean?
It was. It was a mission, you know, trying to convince them that this is not a drug and it's not harmful. But at the end of the day, when they saw us consuming it and there's no risks whatsoever, you know, you can't overdose. You
right.
can't die from
you
cannabis.
Cannot.
But you can from taking opioids,
Zoe knows.
Tylenol.
And not only that, killing your whole inside and everything else. And it's funny as
alcohol.
You say that story,
right.
Princess. I too started off early. I was 6 years old when I first started smoking weed and cannabis, but it was weed back then for me for sure.
How old were you?
I was 6 years old.
Six.
What?
Yeah. And that being said, though, I quit smoking.
It's culture.
At 12. Oh, wow. Now you're attacking us Mexicans. Huh? Listen to this guy. You heard it, right? But, you know, I stopped at 26, and I've been sober now. I was doing a lot more than just smoking, but of all drugs and alcohol for 23-plus years, when I resulted to finally making that decision to use cannabis for my medical conditions, just like you, I've had two hip surgeries. So the back pain, my point is the mm-hmm. pain, mm-hmm. is what led me to try doing tinctures. Ironically, today, I've already taken some of this relief from CaliFX, some of this new hemp-infused CaliFX lemonade, strawberry, full-spectrum hemp extract, and I put some spray on my leg that they gave me. And it's funny that I was in so much pain because we've been out the last few nights, right? And I have all these elements where you know how it is. No matter what, the cannabis helps. It hurts, right? So I was sitting here in pain. I stood up. I went to folks at CaliFX. I go, I need some stuff. They put me in it. And my point is right now I'm already feeling better. So people don't realize if they're like, is it that great? Is it that good? Folks, try it. Stay consistent with it. You can't take one vitamin C and go, hey, I feel better with one vitamin C. I'm taking vitamin D. I'm doing my fish oils. I'm doing my probiotics. I did them on Monday. And you're thinking, no,
daily.
Single day, it's part of the regimen.
Get it in
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. I believe that, too. I mean, obviously, cannabis, our endocannabinoid system, you know, it's a master regulator. It regulates our diet, our sleep, and everything else, our immune system. And so I love that it's so immediate as well. And it changes your brainwave state to an elevated state, which is theta. It's like
yes.
meditation. So you can remain in that calm, you know, kind of collected and relaxed mood throughout the day. And that's why I take hemp as well. You know, I take hemp capsules. You know, I most of the products that I use on myself, even my skincare is made out of cannabis.
It's funny, mine too. I have all of it.
Nice.
Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Using yeah.
CBD lotion. I mean, it's all good.
Everything
for
I
you.
Put on my body like that for me too. I mean, I use one smell good lotion that doesn't have one. That's just for a smell, you know, a good scent, a good manly scent if you care to smell me. don't mind the cigar scent though. That's reeking on my body from all night. But you can follow the princess on Instagram at TCJAMIDAH. Why the TC?
Tinku Chanela.
Is that the full
Chanella.
Name? Is that your full name?
My name is actually longer than that, but I kind of
shortened it. Please give it to me. I want to
know
the full name.
No.
Yes. Hold on. We'll be right back after this with our full name. I'm just kidding. What is the full name? How long is it? Like, for real.
Young Mulia Tinku Chanela Jamida Tinku Ibrahim.
Young
that's a song. Hold on a second. I think that's a song playing right now on the radio.
But isn't it beautiful?
It is.
Say it again, please.
Wait,
hold on. Let me beatbox to it.
Nice.
Dude, you're supposed to say your name.
Are you
ready to catch it?
Okay. Wait. It was leading to that. Young Mulia. Tinku Chanela. Jamida. Tinku Ibrahim.
Yeah.
That was dope.
That was cool.
Princess, thank you for being on the show with us. We're here live at MJ VizCon. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and relax. It's Cannabis Talk 101 as Craig Wasserman is not here with us today, but we love him. Mark is on vacation because he couldn't stand
that. Oh, you took my line. Okay. I was taking a text from my brother.
How about
he
this? Just go ahead.
Me right
let's
now.
Act like I didn't start it. Go ahead. No one's listening anyways. Go ahead.
All right. Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy.
You do it so much better.
Cannabis Talk 101 with Mark and Craig, the Pop Brothers at La Blue, and Joe Grande. And, of course, I like to do this because we cannot forget about everybody involved that makes all of this happen and appear.
And that's real spit.
All the way from Orange County, you know. I go to our studio there, and I see, like, all this stuff there. And then I go to sleep. I get on a plane, and I come here, and it's all here. And it doesn't just magically happen. It happens because of these people, Joe. Erica, Daniel, Cal.
Well, really not Erica, but everybody else. Daniel and Cal for sure.
Joe, I need you to hold your wise
Sorry, cracks. I don't want to just cry. I look at her, and I see her beautiful mask.
You know,
she's so pretty, too. Look at her.
Joe.
Our girls are pretty. Jennifer's so beautiful, too. She brought her friends to Vegas.
When you work with somebody who likes to listen to themselves.
Sorry. No, I'm talking about making
them laugh. This is what happens. Let me thank the people I need to thank. You're so ungrateful, Joe. So.
I just want to thank Dennis for not putting our logo on that banner.
Yeah, Dennis, what happened to the logo?
Hey, logo looks great there, guys. Oh, it's not. Oh, my bad.
So fast and loose in Vegas. And, you know, the slots are loose also, but.
So are you.
Yeah. But who's not loose? These people I'm about to tell you. We want to thank Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtaza, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Salar, Nadia, Ali, Pitt, Chris, Franchino, Jennifer,
and Elvis, baby.
Yes, and if you're listening, you guys, and you're wondering what's going on, we're all the way live in Las Vegas. And if you're looking for high-quality seeds and you're looking to start your own grow, well, head to rocketseeds.com for trusted cannabis seeds. Thousands of clients around the world have come to depend on Rocket Seeds as a trusted source for thousands of quality cannabis seeds at a fair price, Mark.
Very fair.
So head over there to rocketseeds.com, as they did such a great job with us last night at the after party.
Ooh.
And a big happy birthday to the CEO, Kyle.
Kyle.
It's funny, I had a great conversation with him in the bathroom, ironically, and he's very low-key and this and that. And it's funny, I was in the bathroom because I go, Kyle, why don't you come on the show with us, dog? He goes, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I've been doing this game for too long. But my point is, Rocket Seeds is a great partner, and they're out here in Las Vegas.
The point is, you talk to people in the bathroom.
Well, don't
you? If you see Joe in the bathroom,
don't you do it too?
Just you.
I mean,
I only talk to you.
You know, somebody that I did talk to, and I seen him yesterday. No. And when he walked up to us, he had the wonderful Cannabis Passport. And we have John Scandal,
yes,
who's the founder of Cannabis Passport. You can find them on Instagram at Cannabis Passport, or you can find him at scannell.yell, scannell.yell. And I got to tell you, John, I remember talking to you a while back when you were coming up with this, or you maybe had a prototype of it or whatever. Yeah. It was, right? Is that what it was, John?
Yeah, we're working on the prototype.
Where were we at when we first met you? I was in L.A. Wasn't it an expo there or something? Where were we?
It was probably in MJ BizCon.
Was it MJ BizCon?
Yeah,
like last 2 years ago?
2019.
So 2019. So my point is, you guys,
yes,
I can describe it, John, but how about you describe it? Because I'm sure you probably do a better job than I can. Although I might be able to do a good job because this thing is so dope. What is exactly the Cannabis Passport?
I appreciate it. So we're the world's first rolling paper magazine.
Get a little closer. Matter of fact, just shut up. I'll do it. So they're the world's first. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, dog. Tell me what it is.
So we're the world's first rolling paper magazine. We invented really hyper-targeted marketing to, you know, flower smokers. And so what it is we put advertisements inside of the rolling paper pack, and we print on the filter tips. So we put QR codes and we put different advertisements on the actual filter tips. So it requires the consumer to scan it, get the discount, and then consume the rest of the pack. So we put kind of a bit of a barrier in between the consumer and the discount product.
And when you say product, what type of product are people looking at? What can they find in here? What are you guys doing in this?
So we're going to be running a bunch of discounts. We're going to be doing different THC brands and ancillary brands, and we can have QR codes that go direct to the, you know, the brand's website and then get a conversion right through the pack.
That is unbelievable. And am I not mistaken, you guys started off with Tommy Chong or something, or how did that come about?
Yep. So this is our first on the redesign of the new design. We put Tommy Chong on the first pack. My editor-in-chief is Malcolm McKinnon, Dan Skye from High Times. So he's in the process of creating, publishing a book on the end of Prohibition through the lens of Dan Skye. And Tommy Chong wrote the foreword for his book. So we did a little bit of a collaboration to kind of get both products up off the ground.
I love everything about it. What are some of the sponsors in there, or how, you know, that are in there right now? Although, I got to tell you right now, we love the fact that we have our own Cannabis Talk 101 page that shows who we are on there. After you just said all that, now I'm thinking, Jennifer, we have to change this and add a little skew to it so people could do it to where they download the podcast or go to our websites or something so they can get the podcast. But have you seen it in there, Mark? You see the Cannabis Talk 101 page?
Look,
or do you have one that doesn't have one in it? I seen it earlier. Aren't we in this one?
Yep.
Or did we get the bootleg copy, John?
Nope, you're
does Mark, is Mark
I don't see
up?
The yeah. I don't see the script.
Oh, is that what you're looking for, the script, too? That'd be a good one, too. Oh, there it is. Look, there's the Cannabis Talk 101 one, which is beautiful.
There it is.
We made it in there. Nice. And then now we've got to get the Pop Brothers at Law in there with the famous 25 words. Do you know those 25 words, John?
Well, I'm a lawyer, so.
Oh, you're a lawyer as well. So yeah. You already know. That's your trade. Oh, so you're a lawyer in California?
So I did my first law degree at the University of Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
But then I got severely injured my last year of law school. I ended up having emergency surgery and then had like 15 different surgeries. I was bedridden for like 2.5 years.
What the hell happened? If you don't mind me asking, I'm such a prior, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, but it was a severe testicular injury.
Mm. Hey, man, it's not embarrassing. Something like that happens. You know what I mean? We talk about things like that all the time. I, matter of fact, what's the commercial I was about to do for...
The erectile dysfunction
yeah,
you have?
Yeah, and then I mentioned to everybody.
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, though. All bullshit aside, John, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And it's legit. So yeah. I told everybody that when we were talking about it and I was doing this commercial, I'm like, you guys, it's funny as an 8-year-old or eighth grade locker room jokes, but it's real.
It happened.
Yeah.
It's a real, like a $2 bill. Like, you know, yep. they're odd, but it happens. And it's, yeah. you know, it's something that should be talked about more. So as you have your scenario, I don't look at it as my personal beliefs. Or none of those are weird, man. They're real life is what they are.
It helps people deal with it themselves when they know other people.
It helps me deal with it as well. It makes me feel better. So, John, how can people get a hold of this? How do they find it? How can they advertise in it? All the above.
So you can advertise directly on the website. You can go to cannabispassportmedia.com. And you can actually advertise right in the book, right off the website. And our CPM is like cheaper than Facebook. So we've kind of adopted it so that people can go directly to it and then not, you know, have a barrier talking to somebody else to get into the magazine. Or you can just go to our website and put your name in there and then we'll contact you and get you in.
And the papers, the quality of papers, let's talk about those. Because those are such a big deal nowadays, right? They have all these different type of papers that people are smoking. Give me the breakdown on what you have in this package here.
So in these ones, we have king-size hemp paper.
Hemp. I like that. Yeah. I like that hemp.
Very, very good, very slow-burning hemp paper. And we're getting it through a source, through Get Cones, Ryan Levin at OCB USA.
Okay, I think we've met them before.
Yeah.
Yeah, good people, good product right there. So it's a hemp paper. And where can people pick these up?
So it's going to be everywhere rolling papers are sold. We're going to be having them in dispensaries first, and then we're going to be in convenience stores and head shops and bus stops, taxis. We're just putting them everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, you're just dropping them off. So you guys are actually, when you say taxis, are they actually going to be given away in taxis?
Well, so with our model, like we have advertising can drive the distribution. So we're only limited by the amount of sponsorship that we can have in it. And then we also have our distribution partners as well to make money on the back end. But we can literally be anywhere we want with the right sponsors inside of it.
And that being said, where are these at now?
Right now, this is our first edition. So we
just right?
Yeah. We had our after party last night, the High Hopes, and we distributed about 1,000 of them.
Nice.
And then we have a bunch of them in the room for all of our sponsors here as well.
Well, we love them, and once again, check them out on Instagram, at Cannabis Passports, and check out this product because it's like a little pamphlet that you can look through, and once again, you can get some discounts from local cannabis products. What are some of those products that are in this first issue?
So our first issue is, like I said, it's our first run. So you can't get discounts in this one.
Okay.
This is just to show everyone who our sponsors are, and then we're doing a larger 50,000 print run at the and launching at Q1.
You know, John, what I really love right now about this, and I'm looking you in the eyes and saying this, this is your first one, and we're a part of it, and we're pushing it because I know we met before, and we liked you, and you liked us, and we are very blessed that you put us in the first one.
Oh,
I
definitely.
Hope you put us in all of them, you son of a bitch. Because I'm telling you right now, I think this is going to be huge.
I appreciate
it. And that's why I'm mentioning this, looking at you going, I think this is going to be great. And we want to give you that platform to let everybody know about it because this is what's funny about the cannabis game. This is the first of this kind.
Right.
It's not another vape pen.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it, folks. There's still room to make a new vape pen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this, John, you are the first to do something like this. And that's what I like, and I'm looking at you going, props to you, brother.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we can expose your product as the first issue because I want to be here when you have your 100th. I want to be here when you have your 1,000,000th. And I want to be in each and every one of those because we support what you're doing. You're using hemp-rolled papers, so you're helping out the people that are getting papers. And it's a wonderful product. And once you get these special discounts, you're hooking up the community.
Absolutely.
So keep doing your due, brother, and we appreciate you. Anything else you want to say about your product before we let you go?
No, I just want to thank you guys so much for having me on. And I'm definitely going to let you guys live here for the rest of its existence.
No doubt. And we'll have those. And if you need Mark to rub you after all your surgeries, he's really good at rubbing those parts of your body.
Hey, shut the fuck up, Joe.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. Remember this. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.